Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
I don't think anybody needs to be thrown to the ground and have their neck broken.
So I don't know who we wind up with, but
I just
looks...
don't. I just didn't know what satisfaction
if
there
I
is.
If I come as an immigrant.
I admit it, I'm a pervert. I came here to take pictures of your daughter.
Captain Cajones.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. This is America's late night date with weird, man. This is America's late night date with truth, it being our bitch. And we take you through the looking glass every night, and we go places where other talk shows, man, they may want to go there. They can't. They can't. They can't. 877-876-PHIL, our number, 877-876-PHIL. Tonight, our affiliate spotlight on WAXY, 790 AM in Miami and Hot Springs, Arkansas, KBHS 1420 AM. A man tracks down his molester and videotapes the confession. And coming up, we're going to have Dean Wheeler talking about this spate of YouTube confessions and YouTube exposés, of which he was a victim of one, anyway. And Katy Perry angers some critics for wearing, basically for showing her breasts on Sesame Street, although how much of them she showed, I guess, is up to debate. Well, not up to debate, but what exactly, you know, is appropriate. Jay Santos and Dean Wheeler this evening, 877-876-PHIL. And don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com, the right hand, the right arm, the right, it's the right place to be, you know, when you are listening to our program, because right now we have live streaming video and audio of our show, and you can tomorrow download the show if you'd like, and download all of our archives if you'd like, as we make them available, as well as our classic Phil podcasts and our daily mini podcasts and regular podcasts, and we've got a five-day on-demand library of our video casts as well. So right now, you can check us out and see how we perform this thang at philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass. All right, now, this story, and we will go very, very slowly, and I have Jay Santos on the line. Jay, if you can hold on for just a second, because I want to give people some background.
Absolutely, Phil.
We have a story here in Orlando, Florida. An elderly man is in critical condition after being thrown to the ground by a police officer. It happened on Saturday night near North Orange Avenue after police say Daniel Daly, quote, put his hands on the cop, end quote. The World War II veteran is out of surgery. He suffered an injury. The doctors at Florida Hospital say only about 10% of people are lucky enough to survive a broken neck, if you can imagine that. Let's listen to some of this story by way of audio. An 84-year-old vet with a broken neck. Here are area residents telling Central Florida News Channel 13 that the officers definitely overreacted.
I don't think anybody needs to be thrown to the ground and have their neck broken just because they were in the wrong spot. I mean, that's absolutely terrible.
I know that when I get angry, I ball my fist. This doesn't mean I'm going to hit you, you know? I think he had absolutely no right to do so.
Daly left the Caboose Bar and headed to his car across the street on Saturday night. Witnesses say the 84-year-old vet... The 84-year-old man, who is a World War II veteran, was upset when he saw his car was about to be towed for parking in spaces designated for a grocery store. Now, the police were called, and they say Daly, who'd been drinking, then placed his hands on the police officer. Now, I don't know what they mean by put his hands on the cop, but this is what the story says. Witnesses say he put his hands on the officer three times. The officer warned him to stop each time. Police say Daly made a fist and said, quote, I'm not leaving until I... You got to, the guy's 84, dig that. And he says, I'm not leaving until I knock this cop out, end quote. Another witness says the officer then violently, quote, violently hip-checked this man and took him to the ground. Daly ended up in Florida Hospital with a broken neck. He's out of surgery. He's okay. That's a devastating injury most of the time. There's nothing that deals with, according to this story by Central Florida News, the Orlando Police Department doesn't have anything specific dealing with the elderly and the use of force. However, it does define imminent danger as a situation that could lead to death or great bodily harm. So Jay Santos joins us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police in the South Bay. You heard that story, Jay. What are your thoughts?
I'm glad that the elderly gentleman is all right. I certainly would not want anyone to be seriously injured in a situation like that. I also would like to add that you know, there's an awful lot of interesting conversation, I think, that we can have as, I say we, I mean, most people can have as just outsiders, but those of us in the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and we have spent most of our careers kind of taking a little bit of peek over the shoulder of police and seeing what they're doing, helping out where we feel it's necessary. And police officers do a very difficult job, Phil. There's no question about it. And I think some people saying that they didn't need to do this, they didn't need to do that. Well, I think what you got to do at that time is to say, you know, what I think you need to do is sort of maybe back up a step and let's let the police officers handle this.
Well, again, we weren't there, you're right. But an 84-year-old man?
Well, an 84-year-old man, I think people are saying 84-year-old man. I don't know what that means, 84-year-old man. He's 84. I'd also say he's a World War II veteran. So if he's a World War II veteran, that's supposed to mean that he has, I guess, you know, ability to be, you know, excuse me for putting it this way, being a bad, you know, badass or something like that. But by the same token, we're also told he's 84-year-old man. So the police are coming into a blind situation. We call it blind. You're coming into a situation blind, and then something happens, Phil, that no police officer is going to let happen. And that's when the man put his hands on him. And that right there is a different topic. We can talk about whether this man, you know, he's old, he's World War II, you know, whoop-de-doo. I don't mean to disrespect World War II veterans, but...
Well, I mean, that is quite a badge of honor.
Well, again, but we keep hearing about World War II, World War II. Okay, great. You know, but I would like a little more love coming away to veterans of today who are dealing with smart bombs and that kind of thing, as opposed to some, you know, Japanese guy in the jungle or something. But the point that I'm making here is...
Well, I don't know what that means.
Well, the point I'm making, Phil, is this. It's one thing to say that an 84-year-old man was taken down by force, and we can question, is it right, is it wrong? But when that man put his hands, when he physically went ahead and made the step to a new, into a new area, when he went ahead and put his hand on a cop, okay? I know from personal experience, someone puts their hands on me, now we got a whole different discussion. Now we're no longer talking about, you know, yesterday. It's almost as if when you were talking to a person, that's one, I suppose you could say that's one year. When they put their hands on you, now you're almost into a whole new decade or century. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, I understand what you're saying, that putting your hands on a police officer is a very, very dangerous thing.
Well, it's not so much dangerous. It's dangerous for the person putting their hands on a police officer. It's got to be dangerous for a police officer. A police officer's going to react. What that old man did is you never do. You never do. Otherwise, what's going to happen is going to happen. And that's why I'm saying I'm sorry to hear that the old man was taken down, but he's the one that put his, you know, he put his hands on the police officer. All right, now we got all bets are off. That's another level.
Jay Santos with us, 877-876-PHIL is the number as we talk about an Orlando, Florida resident who was, quote, taken down rather roughly by Orlando police. And I would say that whatever happened, it was rough because he got a broken neck. He was 84. He's okay. The broken neck was, he was in surgery, but I don't believe there has been anything serious as a result. But apparently he was argumentative with the police. He was then taken down because he put his hands on the cop or threatened to knock the cop out. I think the question, Jay, is an 84-year-old man, and we had the same discussion of a 70-something-year-old woman who got tased.
I understand.
Is it necessary for an 84-year-old man to be violently taken to the ground? Is it necessary for an elderly woman to be tased?
Again, Phil, when you mouth off, when you start basically, you know, if you want to say writing checks with your mouth that your body not going to cash, and you are 76 years old and you're a female, you are stepping into a world of the unknown. And when I say unknown, it's an unknown world for you, but for the police, they know full well what they know that world. That means here's an old lady who decided she's going to start mouthing off. Well, guess what? Here comes a taser. Now, this man who in Orlando, Florida, the weekend, had the unbelievable stupidity of placing his hands on this police officer. It's going to happen.
And so you concur with this man being taken down?
The police officer doesn't know what's going to happen. He doesn't know what that old man's going to do.
He's 84, though. That's what I'm saying. He's an 84-year-old guy.
It doesn't make any difference if he's 84. At that point, training kicks in. He could be 84, he could be 104, he could be 24. It doesn't make any difference. Your training is going to kick in. If someone puts their hands on you, they can be 84, they can be, it could be a small child. It could be a child of 9 or 10. It could be a little girl of 11 or 12. They put their hands on you, your training kicks in, you are immediately required by statute to get as firm a grip on them, and you do want to drive the head or the upper part of the body, you want to drive that head into the cement or into anything that is...
An 11-year-old girl.
When your training kicks in, I'm not saying that every officer is going to react that way, but if they put their hands on you, you are within your rights to protect yourself, and that means getting the upper part of the body, the head, or the head and the shoulders, and driving it or ramming it into any stationary cement object if you can. Now, this man on Sunday night or Saturday night...
But an 84-year-old guy now. I just want to be clear. 84, his neck was broken.
Yeah, you bet his neck was broken. And his neck was broken because he made the biggest mistake of his life. Put his hands on a police officer. Phil, I can tell you that when we were doing our surveyor for the 18 movie, I was telling you we were looking at people, how they're dressed, are they dressed appropriately. I had a woman who was dressed in what looked like battle fatigues. I thought it was a red flag. I said to her that we would like to speak with you if you don't mind. And I gently was going to guide her over to a table where we could talk simply by putting my hand under her elbow. She grabbed my wrist. And at that point, I had no choice. I had to reach under her arm, swing around, and basically put her on my back and pull her over top of me. So it's kind of a, you want to call it judo, it did a judo flip. I had to, because my training kicks in. I don't know.
But that's, okay, so in other words, it doesn't matter if it's a female, it doesn't matter if it's an 84-year-old man, it doesn't matter if it's an 11-year-old girl, it doesn't matter who it is, if you put your hands on a cop, but you're not a cop, Jay, forgive me for saying this, you're an auxiliary police officer.
We are, you know, when you say that, you put people's lives on the line. We are an auxiliary police department.
And but when you say somebody put their hands on you, a woman, right?
A woman in line put her hand. You don't put your hands on an auxiliary police officer. You don't do it unless you are comfortable with the idea of having your head and the upper part of your body driven into a cement object. And at that point, I had taken her, and I had done kind of, what do you want to call a judo move, and I did a judo flip on her.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. With me is Jay Santos of the Auxiliary, of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We're talking about the Orlando, Florida man, 84 years of age. We're always talking about these stories. We had that lady in Texas. We had that other, these stories where elderly people or older people are getting tased or otherwise manhandled by cops. And the question, of course, is, well, now I understand the need for a taser. I understand the need for restraint, but, you know, to deal with a violent situation. But an 84-year-old man, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, talking with us about it, and he's pretty uncompromising. If you put your hands on a cop, no matter how old you are, you deserve the violent response. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here. 877-876-PHIL and online at philhendryshow.com. Watch the live streaming video of our show right now if you'd like. And with me is Jay Santos with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And he's at a substation right now there in the South Bay. And we're talking about an 84-year-old guy by the name of Daniel Daly, who was in Orlando on Saturday night and got, quote, hip-checked by a cop. Now, this guy was complaining that they were moving his car. He'd had a little bit to drink. I understand all of this, Jay, and was argumentative with the police officer, and I think he slapped the police officer's shoulder. Is that correct?
Well, it doesn't matter to me. I'm not sure. The police officer said that this man had put his hands on him, and at that time, then, of course, you have to respond. He hip-checked him, which is similar to what I did to that female at the A-team premiere there in the mall. I simply grabbed her and I did what is a standard jiu-jitsu move, which is to hip check, and then you're bringing that person over top of you. Standard. What I think this gentleman should be very, very thankful that the officer did not drive, as I said, using a standard move where you use the head of the shoulders and drive them into any stationary cement or asphalt object, because officers are taught they have to save their own lives first. Before they save anyone else's life, their life has to be saved. And
so you feel these police officers, there's no necessary apologies, nothing?
No, I don't see it right now. The man's out of the hospital. We're training our officers in Krav Maga, which is an Israeli self-defense technique, and we're going to take it to another level. We're learning.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Take some phone calls here for you for Jay Santos and the citizens, because I don't know. I'm always a little bit ambivalent. I thought that old lady in Texas deserved it. I don't know about an old 84-year-old World War. That's the other thing, is a war veteran, too.
Well, these World War II veterans, Phil, you say they're a World War II veteran, and suddenly everybody thinks they're George Patton or they're, Eisenhower or something. Yeah.
Well, all right. Debbie, go ahead. In Tucson, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Debbie?
I can't hear everything you guys are saying, but I just want to say, along with training, there should be some common sense that goes along with it. Everybody has training on their job, but I think every job allows common sense to be used when you're dealing with difficult situations. And some of the comments that they made regarding taking down an 11-year-old girl,
Debbie, this is Phil. Debbie, this is Phil. You've got your hand over your phone, or otherwise it's not directly under your mouth because you're a little muffled. Can you move the phone closer?
I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's okay.
Can you hear me now?
It's a little bit better, yeah. Can you hear her, Jay?
I was having a difficult time, I think. I just would say to the young lady that when you're a police officer and you are alone, or perhaps you're in a situation where you may feel outnumbered, especially outside of a bar where you have all these people are coming pouring out of a bar at 2 a.m. and they're all, they're all looping, all greased up and ready for, you don't know what's going to go on. Someone puts their hands on me. Yeah, if it's an 8-year-old girl, I don't know. I've got to neutralize it.
Well, I've been in a situation where a police officer got violent in a nonviolent situation. Well, my nephew, he was mouthing out at the police officer. He was, being lippy. But the police officer grabbed him and body slammed him against the wall, and he wasn't even being put on arrest. He wasn't being arrested for anything. So I think, the police officers, you guys go too far sometimes just because you can. And it's not right. And you guys need to use common sense when you're dealing with some people. Some people have behavior problems. Some people are mentally ill. And sometimes need to talk them down. And
that is true, ma'am. You're very...
The thing that upsets me is because some people are mentally ill, and if you just talk them down, it won't have to be a violent situation. It won't have to go there. A lot of times, the police officer is making it a violent situation.
One of the things about being a police officer is, we're not trained as psychiatric assistants, but the other thing, when you're talking about someone who's got a psychological, kind of a deal that you were talking about, they have, and I'm sure you've heard, and it's true, they have almost like superhuman strength, a lot of these retarded people.
What do you mean retarded people?
Well, what I mean is if you see a lot of these, the lady knows what I'm saying,
No, I don't know what you're saying.
It's a more politically correct word to use.
Yeah, a lot of the big ones have almost superhuman strength. It's and so at that point you've got to take out your baton and you have to, and I hate to say this, but you've got to take this big, poor, afflicted person and beat them to their knees.
Good Lord.
You shouldn't be an auxiliary police officer, a volunteer security guard. You don't need any kind of weapons with you because you don't even use common sense when you're dealing with people.
Well, ma'am, what do you do if you've got a violent...
I would run into you. The things that you're saying, I would be scared to run into you as a civilian.
Ma'am, all I'm saying is, what do you do if you've got one of these large, disabled people that is wild? The first thing you got to do is just beat it into a state of, complicity. And...
Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back. Wow.
I'm sorry.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. And coming up later on, I just want to double-check our teases for... Who do we have coming up next hour? Dean Wheeler will be joining us. Dean is going to be talking to us about this phenomenon of YouTube exposing criminals. The most recent story, a guy that videotaped an interview he did with a man who molested him and put it on YouTube. And that's next hour on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, as well as online at philhendryshow.com with live video right now. Jay, before we get to some more calls, you mentioned last half hour about it doesn't matter who, an 8-year-old girl, an 84-year-old man, if they put their hands on a police officer, I think the words you used, that's almost like taking it into another dimension?
Well, the term I use, Phil, is it takes it into another... it takes it into almost a different year. You're in a different time, spatial time zone, because what's going on now is I may like you, but if you put your hands on me, it doesn't matter if I like you. I may break your neck. I may do what I need to do to ensure the safety of myself and my fellow police officers. When I said an 8-year-old girl, at night when it's dark, and perhaps you're the only police officer on the scene, perhaps it's just yourself and your partner, but there's a crowd of people, and you may have to do some crowd control. And by crowd control, it could mean something as simple as just pulling your weapon and firing two or three warning shots in the air.
And I didn't know the police officers did that.
What is that?
Firing warning shots?
It is pretty standard. If you've seen a lot of motion pictures, will show you that police officers do that. But the point that I'm making here, Phil, is that if it's an 8-year-old girl, I don't know what that means. It's 11 o'clock at night. It's dark. She's an 8-year-old girl. Well, I'd like to remind you of a movie, and I don't mean to be silly, but there was a movie called Night of the Living Dead, and there was a little 8-year-old girl in that movie, too. And she wound up being, one of those ghouls. And I know that's a made-up story, but that's an 8-year-old girl, and she wound up taking a... one of those cement trowels. 8-year-old girl took a cement trowel and carved up her, basically just sort of, pinned her bond to a wall.
Oh, I understand. I've seen the movie, but that is just a movie.
Absolutely. But I'm just using it as a metaphor.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's take some phone calls. Mike, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jay Santos. Go ahead, sir.
I think this guy pretty much has answered all of us's questions about the standard procedure for police officers. I'd like to know where he's getting his training. I mean, if he's watching TV to get his training, and where do these bullets go when they fire warning shots up in the air? I mean, just because you see that stuff on a movie, is that legit?
Mr. Henry asked me about crowd control. All right. I mean, what do you know about it? I'm talking about trying to control a crowd, and that means that you have to use, pepper spray. You can use your baton. What are you doing? Are you making a snowman or something? Sounds like you're chipping ice.
No, I'm standing here. I'm listening to you.
That sounded like you're chipping something.
Well, I'm sorry, I was chipping something. But I'm just trying to figure out.
Sounds like you're carving a piccolo or something.
If you're doing crowd control, I mean, what's the crowd control of an 84-year-old man slamming his head into a concrete object?
Well,
I mean,
the news story, sir. The news, sir. The the news story says that the gentleman came out of a bar, the Caboose Bar in Orlando, Florida. I don't know. It sounds to me it was around 2 a.m. The man came out, followed by other patrons. Now, you don't have to be a police officer to understand that at 2 o'clock in the morning with other patrons pouring out of a bar, you could have a situation. That's what I was talking
about. I'm not worried about the story. I'm trying to figure out how you think it's right to take a 74-year-old woman and tase her, or to body slam an 84-year-old man.
Right. You know, real simple thing.
What kind of training do you have?
Real simple thing. Don't put your hands on a cop.
Okay.
That's real simple. Is that hard to understand? That's not hard to understand.
No, I mean, you put your hands on the lady first, right, before you judo flipped her in the air. So what
did you not?
What gives you the right to put your hands on her?
Did you put your hands on that woman, Jay?
I did not put my hands on her. I took her under the elbow, as men will, to lead her over to a table. I was not exactly grabbing a hold of her.
You say that's not touching her. You touched her first. She put her hand right back on you. So then you decided to take it into your power to body slam her.
I did not touch her so much as I was guiding her. She grabbed me. She touched me.
Okay, well, she might have wanted to guide you around a little bit.
That's when the escalation started, and that's when I had to.
This is why the alternative, the police department or rent-a-cops, whatever, just won't have people like this in their real force. It just doesn't make sense why somebody would want to body slam an 84-year-old man. I mean, there's other ways to handle that.
All you got to do. Is that right? Well, when you become a police officer and you are in the line of duty, and even an 8-year-old girl tries to put her hands on you. You tell me. Listen to him. If you want to laugh about it, if you think it's funny what happens to police officers every day.
But an 8-year-old girl, okay, is what we're talking about here. Anyway, thanks for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Alan. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Alan, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? I'm a police officer for the United States Marine Corps for 9 years.
Oh,
and this
thank
guy
God we got a cop here.
That's right. You got one.
I'm glad you called because that last idiot, I talked to, you talk about an idiot.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you can't put your hands on somebody, even when you come up to them in a mall, no matter if you're a police officer or not. And you're talking about taking a nightstick and beating somebody down. You're not allowed to pull that nightstick out unless they pull out an equal weapon.
No, I was talking about one of these mentally, we're not allowed to say retard anymore, but you know what I mean. People are mentally deficient.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I'm saying that a lot of them have unusually superhuman strength.
Well, I'll tell you this. We had the same problem here in the state of Tennessee where 5 police officers tasered one person and the guy almost died. Now they took away their taser guns, and the only ones that is allowed to carry tasers in the state of Tennessee is the supervisor on account of that reason. Okay? You got to use equal force as a police officer. You're talking about somebody that's 85, 87 years old. He did not deserve a broken neck, okay?
Well, he shouldn't have put his hands on it. Look, you're a military police officer.
You're not a cop. You're not a cop. You don't know what you're talking about.
Sir,
you're not a police officer.
I'm an auxiliary police officer in the South Bay.
You're a t-shirt at best. You're not even a cop. You're a t-shirt at best, correct?
Sir, I have constitutional right to citizen's arrest. And
you got a constitutional right of getting sued is what you got a constitutional right. You said when you was in the mall, you put your arm on the you put your hand up under this lady's arm, correct?
That's correct, sir.
You're not allowed to touch nobody. You're a T-shirt at best.
I don't know what you mean by T-shirt. I don't know what that means, T-shirt. What I do, this guy, you're trying to tell me how to live, and you can't even pick out the right kind of cell phone.
Hold on for a minute. Alan, we're having a little hard time listening or hearing you. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, that's much better, much better. Yes, we can, yeah.
Can I go, Phil?
Go ahead.
I just want to say to this gentleman that he's telling me I'm not a police officer.
You want to be a police officer. That's your problem. You need to quit watching Barney Fife on TV and go get you a real job. Because you're going to put your hands on somebody one day, and it's either going to be one or two things. You're going to get a woman, or somebody's going to sue you.
That woman was in line to see the A-team dressed in fatigues. I wanted to talk to her about that.
It don't mean what she's wearing. I wear fatigues every day. I was 9 years in the Marine Corps. You would have come up to me like that and put your hands on me, you would have been eating the paper. I'm telling you,
I would like to... Do you dress like that on your way in to see a movie like A-team?
You're picking your teeth up off the ground if you'd come put your hands on me. This is the United States. Anybody's allowed to wear anything they want to. That does not give you the right to stop anybody.
Absolutely. However, if you wear that going in to see A-team, I got a few questions
about that. You're talking about you did a judo move. I bet you don't even know nothing.
Yeah, what was that?
I took the lady when she put her hands on me, Phil. I picked her up and basically just flipped her over top.
You didn't flip
that's
nobody.
You're
blowing smoke. You did not. You're a T-shirt at best.
What are you talking about? You know, you keep saying, how do you know I didn't do that? I just said I did it. Why would I lie?
You're talking about it all. It's a wonder somebody ain't done put you in the hospital or somebody ain't done sued you by now.
It is something. You're talking a lot of stuff, too. I don't know if you're telling the truth.
I was a police officer for 9 years. I'm telling you what I'm talking about.
How do I know you're telling the truth?
Hold on. Go ahead, Alan.
How do I know you're telling the truth?
I'll tell you this much.
If I would have came to the store and you told me to shut up and turn around and put my hands on my head like you did the last time you was on this show, that you would have been picking your teeth up off the ground. Because I'd have put you on the
seat. You know, dreams are a wonderful thing. It's great to have dreams. My feeling is that as long as someone keeps their hands to themselves, we're going to have a nice, friendly conversation.
I understand that. He did not deserve a broken neck. I pulled up on police scenes before with a police officer. Have you ever seen what a bodybuilder looks like?
What are you talking about?
Have you ever seen what a bodybuilder looks like? Do you know what I'm talking about?
What do you mean a bodybuilder?
I'm saying, have you ever seen what a bodybuilder looks like? I'm getting to the point.
A muscle-bound person.
You know what I'm talking about? Somebody that can lift 400 pounds, no problem. You know what I'm talking about?
You're talking about one of these retards.
He's talking about guys that lift weights. Guys that lift weights in competition.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's correct. We got police officers that are like that, and I have pulled up on scenes before with a person that they have arrested ain't no bigger than Barney Fife, and they've done maced his face with freeze plus 12. You know what that is? I bet you don't even know what freeze plus 12 is, do you?
Yes, I do. I do. It is a kind of...
Do you know what that stuff does to you when you spray it in somebody's face?
You say spray. I've only used it in a roll-up. There's two of them that is bigger than him.
That he didn't even deserve that. All they had to do was handcuff him and put him in the back of the car.
I have to ask you a question. So you interfered with two police officers. Is that what you're trying to say?
You did, didn't you? You don't know the first thing about being a police officer. That's why you wore your...
You did, didn't you? You interfered with two police officers because you had your fatigues on. See, that's what I'm talking about, Bill.
Bottom line is you're a T-shirt at best. You want to be something that you cannot be, correct?
Well, sir, you sound like a vigilante.
That's probably why you're not a police officer. You're a T-shirt at best. That's what you are. You're a T-shirt at best. And I pray to God somebody don't pick your teeth up off the ground. Because you're going to put your hands on somebody one day, and they're going to hurt you bad. Or they're going to sue your ass off.
I don't think so. I'm very confident in my ability.
Well, I'll tell you what, you come on down here to the state where I'm at and talk that crap, okay? You come down here and put your hands on these people down here and watch what happens. I'm telling you, if you don't change your ways, you're not something that you're not.
You got no idea what you're doing.
What did you do in Tennessee?
I was in Tennessee. I was on my way into the state of Georgia, and I was at one of these road stops. I don't know what you call it. It's one of these rest areas.
Okay.
And they had one of these shops, and they had a cookie jar that I liked. They were selling these different cookie jars. And I said to the guy, hey, you, get over here. And he was taking his time because he knew I had a northern accent. So I went over there, and I had to do what I had to do.
And what are you talking about?
I had to drag this guy over to where the cookie jars were.
See, See, you keep saying this you had to do what you had to do.
You had to drag a guy over to the cookie jars.
He was in Tennessee. This guy was asking me.
That's got nothing to do. You were a thug. You were pushing people around is what you were doing. We're talking about police work here, Dean. What this man is saying is, if you've got an 84-year-old man or an infirmed person or a small person or an underage person, do you need to hip-check them or to use a stick on them or to use mace or anything else?
I don't think you do unless they put their hands on you. And if they put their hands on you, then death comes before the fall.
Where do you get your training at, Jay?
What's that? What
is your training?
Where
do you get your training from?
Major Elvis Newton. Major Elvis Newton. Is where we get it. Major Elvis
Newton. That's all I got to say. You got a lot to learn. You're going to put your hands on somebody one day, and you're going to be picking your teeth up. Buddy, I wish I'd run into you. I'll tell you
I've already picked my teeth up. I pick my teeth up every morning, sir, on the nightstand. So, And by the way, Google Major Elvis Newton and you'll find out.
All right, listen, I thank you very much, Alan, for your call and giving us some of the background there on being a military police officer. 877-876-PHIL.
You know more of a military police officer than I'm, Aunt Jemima.
All right, hold on. 877-876-PHIL as we talk with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on what is necessary in arresting an 84-year-old World War II veteran who happens to have had too much to drink. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry.
Oh, crap.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL and online at philhendryshow.com. You can watch a live streaming video of our show right now. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police joins us. Now, Jay, here's a quote from Gabby Aparicio. She's a store owner who was in the area there. And this is Orange Avenue in Orlando. And I know this area. I don't know what it's like now. I haven't been in Orlando in many years, but she said, I don't think anyone needs to be thrown to the ground and have their neck broken because they were parked in the wrong spot. It doesn't matter if you've been drinking or not. He's an old man. How belligerent can you be? And it's a pretty good statement, don't you think?
It's a good statement, Phil, unless we take into consideration one other factor. And that factor is the life of a young police officer. Now, I know that this is an old man, but we're going to have to sort of maybe get our story straight. World War II veteran, everybody likes to talk about World War II veterans, how badass. But then by the same token, these World War II veterans are suddenly elderly old men and they're very weak. And
well, I think you're missing the point on that. We give them credit for being veterans. We're not saying that they're badass now at the age of 84.
Well, let me tell you this. I heard you the other night on your program. You said that old people should have guns.
If they're living in their houses alone, yeah.
All right, thank you very much for that, because if I go out on a call and there's an old man there and he's all liquored up, now I got me an 84-year-old liquored up old man, and I go up to him and I try to be nice and maybe, put him in a blanket and carry him to his baby bed, and guess what? I get my head blowed off. That's not worth it.
I think that's super paranoia there, man. 877-876-PHIL. Here we go to Al on the Phil Hendry Show. Al, you're on with Jay Santos. Go ahead.
Yeah, that is correct. That is correct.
Go ahead, sir.
I've been in law enforcement for 13 years. I worked with several different agencies from the state of Maine to Florida. There are several levels of force. If we feel our life is in danger, immediately we're supposed to call, get on that radio, call for backup. It's up to the officer, but as soon as you do make physical contact, if it's not a handshake and it's a ball fist and you tap the officer, as soon as you make contact with an officer, it's automatically considered assault. Okay?
Exactly. That's my point.
So as soon as you call, but there's several levels of force, from tasing a young lady Immediately, if we get involved with the young lady, we're supposed to call and have a female officer show up. You know, they're the only ones allowed to really frisk unless we call and another backup with us.
You got an 8-year-old girl. You got an 8-year-old girl that's violent.
I don't know what academy you went through. But apparently, they're training their auxiliary department the wrong way.
Sir, I'm simply saying, if you get one of these very tall, mentally impaired people, you have to beat him until he drops to his knees. That's the only way you can deal with it. I don't know where you went to school or how you learned how to do it, but that's my experience.
We're always told, and even if we pull over a vehicle, if there's more than one person in the vehicle, we feel like our life may be in danger when we run the tag. Where immediately, before we get out of our vehicle, we immediately call for backup. No matter what situation we get into, there's several levels of force that we're only allowed to use.
Well, I can't call for backup. If I've got some 8-year-old kid that's all over me, like white on right, I'm going to call backup?
The kid's all over me.
We understand that.
165 pounds, and I've been up against big boys. So I tell
when you park into a situation and you feel
that you're going to be apprehended, or you're going to have to really use some physical force, you're automatically supposed to call for backup, and that's sissy.
If you're calling for backup every time...
All right, we got to go. 877-876-PHIL. Thank you very much, Jay. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
I've got the big point I want to make here about how backup is sissy.
Phil Hendry.
Read my book.